You're listening to SBS News.
There are concerns over a new COVID-19 variant that's emerging in southern Africa. South African scientists say they've detected a new variant and are working to understand its potential implications. The variant, named B11529, is likely to be given a Greek code name, like the Alpha and Delta variants, by the World Health Organization soon. Joseph Fala is South Africa's health minister.
Initially, it looked like, it was just some cluster outbreaks, maybe gatherings and so on. Some of this were attributed also to some university campuses like TUT area in the Tshwane metro. Indication came from our scientist colleagues from the Network for Genomic Surveillance, so that indeed they were observing what looked like a new variant.
But the concern is this variant has mutated so much that current vaccines, which were designed to address the original strain, may not be as effective. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is worried about unvaccinated health workers in Africa. Matshidiso Moeti is the WHO's regional director.
The WHO analysis, based on data from 25 countries in Africa, finds that only just more than 1 in 4 health workers, or 27%, are fully protected. Meanwhile, a recent WHO global study of 22 mostly high-income countries reported that over 80% of their health workers are fully vaccinated.
However, as deliveries of vaccines to Africa finally pick up, many nations are struggling with the logistics of accelerating their inoculation campaigns. Dr. Moeti says Namibia has warned that more than 268,000 doses of AstraZeneca and Pfizer vaccines are at risk of being wasted.
The low coverage among health workers is partly due to the unavailability of vaccine services, especially in rural areas. Vaccine hesitancy is also a challenge.
In the United Kingdom, Prince William has paid tribute to health workers, highlighting the strain COVID-19 has put on them. An emergency services mental health symposium has gathered senior leaders of emergency services across the UK. Prince William acknowledged their hard work.
The past 2 years have been a sharp reminder of the debt of gratitude we owe staff and volunteers from our police, fire, ambulance and search and rescue services. Working as an emergency responder places significant strain on an individual's mental health, even in normal times. In a pandemic, for many, it has been almost unmanageable. They've been placed under inordinate amounts of pressure, not just professionally, but also personally.
For the first time, a uniform set of standards for supporting the mental health of emergency responders will be integrated into their workplaces, using new tools and resources. The UK has had over 10 million confirmed coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, European countries continue to fight fresh waves of the virus. Hungary is ready to inoculate children aged 5 to 11 years old, while France says it will make booster shots available to all adults and toughen the rules on face masks and health pass checks. Sandrine Bertier says she'll get a booster.
I take the vaccine on personal initiative for work reasons. I work in the restaurant business and I meet a lot of people by checking the COVID pass. I realise that there are some countries where everyone already has 3 doses.
Pharmacist Sophie Puget works in Paris.
Les annonces du président il y a maintenant 15 jours, il y a beaucoup de personnes qui n'avaient pas encore pensé.
Many people who had not yet thought of or who were waiting to have their third dose have come forward, so we've been busy. And since today at noon, we've had calls from people who've now had the jab for 5 months who want to book their appointments before those who are set to come in.
Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, the situation is so dire that some Dutch hospitals have had to stop chemotherapy treatments and organ transplants to free up intensive care beds. The Netherlands has recorded more than 20,000 cases in the past 24 hours and 51 deaths. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.